Pentecost, the son of you, and since I have not much in fortune, you know now I have not, but that I am bound to Persia, and want guilders for my voyage. Therefore, make present satisfaction, or I'll attack you by this officer.
Even just the sum that I do owe to you is growing to me by Antipas, and in the instant that I met with you, he had of me a chain. At 5 o'clock I shall receive the money for the same. Please, Drew, walk with me down to his house. I will discharge my bond, and thank you too.
Oh. That labor may you say. See where he comes.
While I go to the goldsmith's house, go thou and buy a rope's end. That will I bestow among my wife and her confederates for locking me out of my doors by day. But soft, I see the goldsmith. Get thee gone, buy thou a rope, and bring it home to me.
Oh, I'll buy £1,000 a year. I'll buy a rope.
A man is well holp up that trusts to you. I promised your presence in the chain, but neither chain nor goldsmith came to me. Belike you thought our love would last too long if it were chained together and therefore came not.
Saving your merry humour,
here's the note how much your chain weighs to the utmost carat, the fineness of the gold and chargeful fashion, which doth amount to 3 odd ducats more than I stand debted to this gentleman. I pray you see him presently discharged, for he is bound to sea and stays before it.
I am not furnished with the present money. Besides, I have some business in the town. Good signor, take the stranger to my house, and with you take the chain, and bid my wife disperse the sum on the receipt thereof. Perchance I will be there as soon as you.
Then you will bring the chain to her yourself?
Nope. Bear it with you, lest I come not time enough.
Well, sir, I will. Have you the chain about you?
And if I have not, sir, I hope you have, or else you may return without your money.
Nay, come, I pray you, sir, give me the chain. Both wind and tide stays for this gentleman, and I do blame have held him here too long.
Good Lord, you used this dalliance to excuse your breach of promise to the Porpentine. I should have chid you for not bringing it, but like a shrew you first begin to brawl.
The hour steals on, I pray you, sir, dispatch.
You hear how he importunes me. The chain.
Why, give it to my wife and fetch your money.
Come, come. You know I gave it to you even now. Either send the chain or send by me some token.
Fine, now you run this humour out of breath. Come, where's the chain? I pray you let me see it.
My business cannot brook this dalliance. Good sir, say will you answer me or no? If not, I'll leave him to the officer.
I answer you? What should I answer you?
The money that you owe me for the chain.
I owe you none till I receive the chain.
You know I gave it you some half hour since.
You gave me none. You wrong me much to say so.
You wrong me more, sir, in denying it. Consider how it stands up in my credit.
Well, officer, arrest him at my suit.
I do, and charge you in the Duke's name to obey me.
This touches me in reputation. Either consent to pay this sum for me, or I attach you by this officer.
Consent to pay thee that I never had. Arrest me, foolish fellow, if thou darest.
Here is thy fee. Arrest him, officer. I would not spare my brother in this case if he should scorn me so apparently.
I do arrest you, sir. You hear the suit.
I do obey thee till I give thee bail. But, sirrah, you shall buy this sport as dear as all the metal in your shop will answer.
Sir, sir, I shall have law in Ephesus to your notorious shame, I doubt it not.
Master, there's a bark of Epidamnum that stays but till Arana comes aboard, and then, sir, she bears away. Our fault is, sir, I've conveyed aboard, I bought the oil, the balsamum, and the aquavite. The ship is in a trim, the merry wind blows fair from land, they stay for naught at all, but their owner, master, and yourself.
How now, a madman? Why, thou peevish sheep, what ship of Epidamnum stays for me?
The ship you sent me for to hire, wafted.
Thou drunken slave, I sent thee for a rope, and told thee to what purpose and what end.
You sent me for a rope's end, sir, as soon. You sent me to the baser for a bark.
I will debate this matter at more leisure, and teach your ears to list me with more heed. To Adriana, villain, hie thee straight. Give her this key. Tell her in the desk that's covered o'er with Turkish tapestry, there is a purse of ducats. Let her send it. Tell her I am arrested in the street, and that she'll bail me. Hie thee, slave, be gone. On, officer, to prison till it come.
To Adriana, that is where we dine. Well, Dalzabel declined me for a husband. She's too big, I hope, for me to compass, whether I must, although against my will. For servants must their master's minds fulfil.